Everyone, welcome back to the Pathways to Happiness podcast. My name is Nina Lavon, and today we are going to talk about the mental habit that I think affects so many of us and can seriously impact our life in a very negative way. Now, the technical term for what we'll be talking about today is called splitting, but I hear a lot of people refer to it as black and white thinking. So we are going to, of course, talk about what that really means, and I will give you some basic examples and also some examples from my own life that have really held me back, and then talk about how this tendency can really downgrade our lives, harm our relationships, and lead to a lot of anxiety and dissatisfaction. It's one of those things that we can easily spot in other people a lot of times and maybe even be very judgmental about, but we often don't notice how much we are guilty of this, or maybe we're all kind of doing things that we don't realize or understand to be black and white thinking. So we're going to discuss all of these things and then talk about how we can start to move away from these types of generalizations, because I think everyone is just really ready to start living a happier life right now. We are ready to have a fresh start, and so much of that has to do with mental shifts. But before we jump into today's topic, however, I, as always, have to take a moment to thank you all for your support here and on the Nina Lavon YouTube channel. I have been so impressed lately by your insightful and interesting questions, so definitely keep sending them in because I always do my best to answer them in upcoming episodes, so please don't hold back. Usually, if there's one person that actually asks a question, there are many people out there that want to know the exact same thing but really didn't know how to ask. So again, keep those questions coming, and please know how much you are appreciated and how much I enjoy everything that you send in. So that being said, let's go ahead and get straight into today's topic, because I think you are going to get a lot out of it. So let's start at the beginning so we're all on the same page. Black and white thinking is sometimes referred to as dichotomous thinking, and it's the practice of thinking in terms of extremes and ignoring all the possibilities in between. So we kind of put everything into boxes. This is this, that is that, and, you know, this is how we think about this, or this is my definitive opinion about that. And there's never really any questioning or updating about how we feel about anything. A lot of times we can see this in how we describe different issues. So it's going to be very rigid and narrow, such as people or things being either good or bad, or things being right or wrong, or, you know, hot or cold, or day or night. There's never really any critical thinking going on. We just have all these mental rules for thinking set up that dictates how we feel about things. And then it often turns into these really strict guidelines or actual, you know, concrete rules for how we live our lives. These thoughts also become reality for us. So, you know, my sister is so beautiful and I'm so ugly. Sports are boring. Politicians are all corrupt. We just start thinking of the entire world as either black or white, you know, this one thing or that other thing. And it can be, you know, across the board. It could be in all aspects of our lives, from refusing or not being able to see the flaws in our loved ones, just thinking that they are perfect because we've decided that they are, or, you know, thinking that we are terrible, being way too hard on ourselves. And it's really just our brain's tendency to try to understand the world in that way, in, you know, these very set boxes that we can check off and understand easily. And it really has such a profoundly negative effect on our lives and our relationships, because the problem with black and white thinking is that it really just completely ignores the shades of gray that are present in every part of our lives. And if you think about it, there are very few issues in life that really are black and white. I mean, life would be much easier if there were. We could just get a guidebook and follow that and follow the definitions for, you know, what really is good or bad or safe or unsafe or healthy or unhealthy. And you know, at the beginning of our lives, we do this. We are taught to do this as children, and that's actually very natural and helpful for children because they don't have the ability yet to be able to think critically about a lot of things. They can't really comprehend the idea of there being shades of gray. It's either I like this food or I don't. This person is a bad person or this person is a good person. So this is actually very helpful for children. And even as adults, there are times when black and white thinking on certain issues can also be helpful, like with obeying the law. But unfortunately, when we misapply this type of thinking or adopt the habit of trying to live our entire life this way, we are going to experience a lot of negative consequences and emotions. And this is something that I see all the time. We end up thinking in absolutes and then we judge ourselves and others within those absolutes. And when we do this, we can start really getting skewed in our own judgment. So for example, we can look at other people and just, you know, put them in that box, good or bad. Now, you know, we understand on some level that no person is either good or bad. I mean, we do know this, but we forget this. We forget that we are all human. We want to, you know, make that clear judgment. But even good people make mistakes and have bad qualities, maybe some less than others. But none of us are perfect. And when we put people in the bad category, can't they often still surprise us when they do something kind or show us a more positive side to them? Of course. But the challenge becomes seeing these outliers, seeing these shades of gray, because firstly, when we make a judgment about something, our confirmation bias kicks in, meaning that our brain is only going to look for information that supports that judgment, and we can completely ignore the other side of the story, and we, you know, are more comfortable ignoring any other sides of the story. So in that way, it can remain for us simply good or bad, and that makes it impossible for us to really be able to get our facts straight because we are genuinely only seeing everything in that one way. And of course, we can do that with ourselves or our beliefs. So we can start to believe these blanket statements like, I'll never be happy, or relationships don't work out for me. And what happens again when we think this way? We are never happy and our relationships never work out because our brain told us that this would be the outcome. So we are subconsciously, continuously finding information to support that and to make sure that it remains true for us. So for example, if we always think and believe thoughts like, I'll never have a good job or I'll never get ahead in life, there is little chance that we will strive for opportunities that would open doors for us. In fact, we'd likely automatically dismiss a chance for a job promotion or fail to send in an application for a new job simply because of that black and white thinking, because it's convinced us that we are a failure in that department. And another way I see this play out a lot of times is that this type of thinking leads us to create all kinds of rules for ourselves or feel that other people should be adhering to these rules, all kinds of rules, because we think that we have the answers. And of course, these answers are simply black and white for us. This political party is right. This belief system is the only one that's right. We should stay away from these people, or we shouldn't go to these places. Don't do this or this or this, or it turns into a bunch of shoulds. We should do this, we should do that, or we shouldn't do this, or we should not do that. Or they should do this or that. And then, without realizing it, you know, we're creating all these rules for ourselves. And on the surface, it seems like, you know, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having rules that I live my life by? And the answer is that nothing is going to come all organized and gift wrapped like that. How many decisions in our life are really going to be black and white answers? Really, not that many. And when we box ourselves in to only allowing ourselves to behave or to think within these blacks and whites, we are going to end up making a lot of very poor decisions and limiting ourselves to the degree that we're really not able to do much of anything. And something that I see happening for a lot of people is that it actually makes them very bitter. They become very angry people, because when you think that you're right all the time and the answers are clear for everything, it's going to start making you very upset when other people don't make those choices or see things the exact same way. And the funny thing is that even when other people, you know, think they see things in black and white as well, their black and whites are different. They've come to different conclusions. So you can see why this can be extremely frustrating for people. The rest of the world isn't living, you know, on their terms or by their rules. And of course, they are convinced that those are the only rules and terms that are right. So you can start to see all the different ways that this type of thinking can really start robbing us of our happiness and our life satisfaction. But it can also feel threatening, even when we do realize that this is a problem for us, because we can feel like a bad person if we start to question these rules because we've already established them. And when we start to question our own judgments or, you know, question aspects of ourselves, we can start to feel confused. Like, if these solid things don't define me, what does? Sometimes we just crave order and we want things organized and in neat little boxes, even when they are limiting for us or make us have a poor self-image, because it feels safe, it feels familiar, and it's easier for us to have a clear picture of what we can or can't do or what we should or shouldn't do. And sometimes the limitations allow us to be lazy, not just mentally lazy, but also physically lazy sometimes. Because if we've decided that we can't be something or achieve something, let's say like lose weight or learn a language, then we don't have to try. That is the narrative that we are telling ourselves. So why should we put any effort in? So when we are using this black and white thinking, we are simply creating rules and habits for ourselves about what we can and can't do, think, or be. And really, again, rules do have a time and place, but when our lives are just a bunch of rules, we generally don't turn out to be very happy people. We deny our real truths a lot of times because we have to realize that most of the time, those truths are somewhere inside the gray. So I can think of so many ways that I have fallen prey to this type of thinking within my own life. Really, you know, defining myself as one thing, or, you know, that I am or I am not. So for example, for most of my life, I had a job as a professional dancer and a dance company owner, and I thought of myself as really only a creative person. And so when anything came up that had to do with technology, I just froze. I had this limiting belief. I had this black and white thinking going on that, you know, if something has to do with technology, I can't do it. I can't handle it. I can't understand it. And I continuously always asked other people to take care of these things for me. And it turned out much later on when I challenged these beliefs and I challenged these, you know, black and white thoughts, I learned that in many areas that concern technology, I actually was able to understand it quite well. And I am much more comfortable with technology. So it was just, you know, this thought I had told myself, and that became my reality. And so I really boxed myself in with that type of thinking. The same goes with this philosophy that I had growing up, which was that of turning the other cheek. It was something that was always taught to me and something that really seemed very noble to me on the surface. but actually created a huge amount of anxiety for me growing up because it actually made me very fearful of other people. I never thought that I could stand up for myself or that other people ever had to be accountable for their actions. This concept made it impossible for me to set boundaries concerning how I would or would not be treated. I was constantly just turning the other cheek, which eventually taught me that, you know, others can treat me poorly. And it taught other people that they could treat me poorly. And they did in many cases because they got away with it and I did nothing about it. I was just turning the other cheek. And as sweet and nice as this philosophy sounds, when I, you know, questioned my thought process, when I was able to break through this black and white thinking and think critically about it as an adult, I realized that it is often not always the most kind or compassionate thing to do. Often the kind thing is to be assertive and to set boundaries so we teach the other person and show them that there can be limitations in life and in the long run that consequences are, you know, helpful to other people. And that's something that I wasn't really getting by sticking to this black and white philosophy, this black and white thinking, because especially when we are looking at the moral rules that we give ourselves, there are just no two situations that are going to be the same. There needs to be those shades of gray, or we are going to get hurt, or we're going to hurt other people, or be very unfair at, you know, at minimum. So that's why we've got to catch ourselves when we notice this type of behavior, because in the long run, again, it can hurt our mental health and even our physical health. It can sabotage our career and our happiness and definitely cause a lot of disruption in our relationships. We've got to just realize that life is complex. It is nuanced and it is full of not just shades of gray, but endless considerations and variables. This dichotomous type of thinking is a really dangerous form of self-sabotage. So let's talk about how we can start to identify these types of thoughts so, you know, we can really catch ourselves when we are starting to engage in this black and white thinking. Because a lot of times, or most of the time really, it's a habit. We have done this for so long, we don't realize we are doing it. Again, we can spot it in other people. We can think, you know, they're so rigid or they're so extreme, but we often don't realize how much we are doing it ourselves. So let's start by talking about maybe some of the types of words that we can notice that we say that kind of showcase that maybe we have some black and white thinking going on. So these can be, you know, words that are in extremes such as perfect, ruined, never, impossible, disaster. These are the types of words. So there's nothing in between. Either it's perfect or it's a disaster. So, you know, of course, these words aren't bad in and of themselves, but when we notice that they continuously come up in our conversations or in our thoughts, it really could be a signal that we are adopting this way of thinking or, you know, that this is a habitual thought pattern for us. I think I talk about cognitive behavioral therapy in just about every podcast, but I feel that the use of cognitive behavioral therapy, which is just basically a form of therapy where we really look at our irrational thoughts and beliefs and we question them and kind of reframe them into something that is more positive and constructive for us. And we're really kind of learning to argue against being so convinced of these ways of thinking. So that is, I feel, one of the biggest methods or tools that we can use to really start to break this black and white thinking, because what we're going to do, and we can do, first of all, cognitive behavioral therapy as a form of self-therapy. We can also certainly work with a therapist who could help us, you know, learn cognitive behavioral therapy. And in fact, also on the YouTube channel, on the Nina Levon YouTube channel, I have a whole whole video that explains in great detail how we can use this as a form of self-therapy. So if you're not familiar with that video, if you are listening to this through YouTube, I will leave it as a link in the description box. And if you are listening on any other platform, just go to the Nina Levon YouTube channel and you can write the keywords cognitive behavioral therapy, and it will pull right up. But we can use it for black and white thinking because we can take a look at these statements, these never or always or disaster or perfect, you know, words, and we can really, you know, question them. Is anything ever truly a disaster? Is anything truly perfect? You know, are there really ever times that something would never happen or always happen? And we can learn to really work ourselves through the thought process of questioning these thoughts and these beliefs and, you know, transforming them into much more rational beliefs that are much more, again, constructive in our life. So definitely cognitive behavioral therapy can help, but we can also just, you know, try to separate or learn to separate the things that we do from who we are as a person. So when we tend to equate our performance on, you know, a single thing, on a single metric that really determines our overall worth, that is something that often makes us very vulnerable to this type of black and white thinking. So when we're able to really, you know, separate the things that we do from who we are as a person or our goodness as a person, that's also very helpful. We can also look to other people sometimes to bounce ideas off of them and really say, you know, this is how I'm thinking about this. Does this sound rational to you? Or what are your thoughts about this? I'm not saying go with what someone else believes, but, you know, hearing someone else's perspective sometimes can help us question our own, especially when we are prone to irrational types of thinking. So maybe, you know, bounce off your ideas with someone else, or we can list out our thoughts or list out different possibilities of outcomes. You know, write down as many different things as we can think of instead of just setting in stone that first initial thought or that habitual black and white thinking. Challenge yourself. Think of as many different possible outcomes as you can imagine, or as many different ideas as you can imagine, and really try to come up with some alternatives for yourself. You can start to poke holes in your own thinking. And that can really help us work ourselves around it. So if we know that, you know, there are several ways I could think about this, or there's several different ways I could solve this problem, or I could make a more informed decision if I simply allowed myself more time to think about it. Things like that. So it's just simply getting out of the habit of automatically coming to one conclusion from, you know, having that lens that makes us think one certain way or feel one certain way all the time. It's just removing that filter, taking a step back, and learning to think critically about every single situation. And know that when we learn to kind of break away from this black and white thinking, we are also walking away from what can be considered a very immature type of thinking pattern, because as we mature as adults, we should learn how to think more critically and we should learn how to step away from black and white thinking, because again, as adults, very rarely are we going to be faced with situations that really are black and white. So this is such a valuable skill, and I promise you, when you get into the habit of really questioning this thinking style, you're going to notice that a lot more opportunities, you know, open for you, a lot more life satisfaction can start to happen for you because you are opening up just so many more possibilities. And you're starting to see things a lot more clearly because, again, when you have that black and white filter on, really, really skews our judgment. We also can't be critical or judgmental to ourselves for, you know, having this thought pattern, because this is something that, again, is often taught to us or something that we develop over time as a coping method. So we just have to be aware of it because there is a direct link between people that engage in this type of thinking and different mental health issues like, you know, anxiety and depression. And there is a lot of negative emotions that can arise from having this type of thinking patterns, and that can really trigger the fight or flight response. And that really translates for most people as chronic stress, which again can turn into a vicious cycle that really feeds anxiety and depression. So we just have to be on the lookout for this type of thinking and behavior because, again, it is exhausting to live our life this way, mentally, physically, spiritually, everything. It is exhausting. And we want to learn to be a little kinder to ourselves and to give us ourselves a shot at true happiness and true, you know, life satisfaction. So that's why it's important that we learn to ask ourselves when we engage in this thinking and we notice it, is this really true? Try to dispute it, try to think of other alternatives, but it boils down to that. Is this really true? And if we do not have evidence, real evidence for something truly being true, it's time to really question those thought patterns and, you know, maybe even start to correct these black and white thoughts to begin with. Because there's a good chance that many of these thoughts are really, really holding us back in our life. So I want to hear, what are the biggest examples that you can think of in your own life that are based out of black and white thinking? We all have them. We all have those generalizations. So please let me know in the comments, you know, what things that you feel that you are most guilty of and how you're going to start correcting your own thoughts and, you know, challenging these thoughts for yourselves. And do you feel that you could make the necessary change? Because believe me, it is something that we can effectively change. Please know that we can change any aspect of our lives and our thought process, and, you know, especially things that are going on mentally. All these things are 100% transformable. We can learn to challenge thoughts, we can learn to challenge behaviors, and we can learn to completely change our life. So I want to thank you so much, as always, for spending time with me today. Again, keep those questions coming. You can email me at nina.lavon@gmail.com, and that is spelled nena.lavonne@gmail. You can also find me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is @ninalavon. So again, hope the rest of your day is absolutely extraordinary, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Have an amazing day, guys. Take care.